VivalSeedBank.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a very special guest for you this morning. Received an email and about a new gardening book, and it's called Wicked Plants, the Book of Botanical... Oh, I can't even pronounce that word, Amy. What's that word?
Atrocities.
Atrocities, okay. And it's written by Amy Stewart. She lives in California. And on her website, there was this little video that explained the book. And I thought it was really kind of interesting because a lot of the plants that Amy talks about, we grow in our garden. And so I gave her a call and see if she could join us this morning because she is going to be at the Barrington Public Library in Providence, Rhode Island on Saturday. She's also going to be... in Providence, Saturday the same day, talking at the University of Rhode Island to the Master Gardeners. And I thought it would be kind of fun for her to tell you about some of these wicked, wicked plants that we live with every single day. Amy, good morning, and thank you for getting up so early. I know it's only 6 o'clock in the morning where you are in California. And again, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Wicked Plants. What brought this book out and what it's all about?
Well, I was interested in writing a book about the dark side of the plant kingdom. I've written about the flower industry. I've written about earthworms. I've written about a lot of things that interest me about the natural world. And over the years, I really had started to come to realize that there are a lot of plants out there that do... that can do a great deal of harm and that have been involved in murders and wars and all kinds of intrigue throughout history. So I thought it would be interesting to sort of have a little fun with that topic and really write about the most kind of frightening and really deadly plants in the plant kingdom. But you're right. A lot of them are in our own backyard. I mean, some of them are in the middle of a remote jungle and you're never going to see them. But some of them we do live with every day.
Well, tell us about some of the common plants that we have in our garden that could create a problem for us.
Well, one of my favorites that I imagine grows all over the country, and your listeners probably grow as well, is monkshood or aconitum, which is a perennial that I think probably overwinters in New England. Am I right about that?
Yes, it does.
And it's a beautiful plant, tall purple or blue flowers. It's really gorgeous, but all parts of the plant are poisonous. And, in fact, this is a plant that's so toxic that I don't even touch it without gloves on. I always wear gloves when I'm working around aconitum. You can get tingling and numbness in your hands just by handling it. And if you were to swallow it, people have mistaken it for parsley. People have dug it up and mistaken the root for horseradish. It can kill you within a few hours. It's really a very deadly plant. And I think a lot of people don't realize that.
So this is something that if you have small children and you love perennials, you should not have monkshood growing in your perennial garden.
Yeah, you know, I think people with little kids and pets that are into a lot of things really ought to take the time to look around at what's in their garden. You know, we do a lot to protect our kids and keep them safe, and we do a lot to protect our pets, but I think sometimes people don't think about what's growing in their garden. I mean, another great example, and this is, you know, really a houseplant, is the sago palm. It's a beautiful specimen plant. People love to grow it in a conservatory or just as a house plant. But it's highly toxic to dogs. And I've read tragic stories over the years of, you know, dogs that are cooped up for a long period of time. They get bored. They start to get into things, will gnaw on the sort of woody base of this plant. And it's another one that unfortunately can be very deadly.
Now there are a lot of other things, common perennials like hellebores, is something that a lot of people have in a shade garden, and
yeah,
that can create a problem.
That can, yeah. Hellebore is also a poisonous plant. Now, you know, one of the things about a lot of the plants that I included in the book is I was always looking for a plant that had an interesting story behind it. So I didn't want to recite a list of names of plants that could hurt you. I wanted to really look at our long history with these plants. And hellebore is an interesting one because the Greeks actually used it to poison the water supply of their enemy. So, you know, hellebore is a beautiful plant. I grow it in my garden. I love it. It's fantastic in the shade. But it's interesting to look at and think, wow, that plant was one of the earliest forms of really chemical warfare. It was really used by the Greeks in that way. But, you know, I wouldn't be terrified of having every single one of these plants in my garden. You know, some of the good news about poisonous plants is that most of them taste quite terrible. So someone who accidentally nibbled on one would probably take one nibble and spit it right out. And in the case of hellebore, it's really the roots that are the most toxic, and that's not something that you're just going to stumble across when you're out in the garden. I mean, I actually grow quite a few plants in my garden that are definitely on the list, but I just have more respect for them now. I think I'm much more aware of their power and much more aware of what they can do.
Now, I was looking through the book in the last couple of days, and you have a section about vegetables that can create a problem for us if they're not cooked properly or they're not eaten with a special treatment. Tell us about some of the vegetables like rhubarb, potatoes, corn.
Yeah, corn is a very interesting one. So this is a section in the book called Deadly Dinners. And what I did is I looked at ordinary foods that we eat every day that can have some toxic effects. And the thing with corn is that when Europeans first came to the United States and found corn, they thought, oh, this is a fantastic food. We love this. And they brought it back to Europe, and poor people in Europe started eating corn almost exclusively because it was an inexpensive food for them. And what they didn't know, because the Europeans didn't bring this knowledge with them when they brought corn, is that if you eat an almost exclusively corn-based diet, it's very easy to develop a vitamin deficiency, a B3 deficiency called pellagra. And pellagra is a really horrible syndrome where you get very pale, your skin breaks out in blisters if you're exposed to the sun. You get sort of dizzy and delusional. You can't sleep at night. You can't eat. You get this really sort of ghastly, morbid, awful appearance. And in fact, there's some thought that pellagra victims inspired the original myths of vampires in Europe, and that Dracula might have been based on someone who had been stricken with pellagra. So corn is perfectly safe for us to eat because we combine it with a lot of different foods. If it were the middle of a long, terrible winter and you had nothing but corn to eat, that could actually be dangerous for you, believe it or not.
So. Yeah, I was amazed. I mean, rhubarb, a lot of people know, I mean, they love the stems, but the leaves of rhubarb are deadly, deadly poison. Potatoes, if the potato itself grows out of the ground,
That's right.
And the skin turns green. That's toxic, right?
That's right. Yeah. Potatoes, if they're left exposed to the sun for too long, develop this compound called solanine that's quite toxic. And a green skin is one sign of it. Now, some potatoes won't always have that green skin on them, but the green skin is a good indicator that it's been in the sun too long and that could be a problem. So, yeah, it's really important to not eat a potato that's been exposed to the sun for too long. And sometimes some of these things will cause more of like an upset stomach, and maybe you won't ever know quite what it is that you ate. But yeah, you know, the thing about potatoes is that they are in the nightshade family. So even though they're related to tomatoes and a lot of other healthy foods, there are also a lot of very poisonous members of the nightshade family, like daturas and other such things. So sort of two sides of the same coin there.
We were talking about some of the various houseplants, common houseplants that people have in their house, on how parts of the plants, if they're eaten, can create a problem. English ivy, for example, you were talking about. And tell us what English ivy will do for you.
Well, you know, English ivy is actually one that is also quite toxic, and especially to cats. I talked recently to a vet who had had a cat get quite ill after eating English ivy. A lot of these house plants are tropical plants, and they have all kinds of compounds in them.
Okay. Amy, why don't you hold on 1 second? We're coming up on the break, and then we want to talk about some of the really deadly plants, and I think our listeners would like to know what the deadliest plant in the United States is. And in your book, you say it killed 90 million people.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
This year, before you mulch your flower and shrub beds, apply Weed Grass Stopper from Fertilome. Will prevent your weeds from germinating for 1 year. Now plant your vegetable garden and apply Weed Grass Stopper when finished and put the weeder away. If grass is a problem growing in your perennial and shrub beds, spray them with the new Over the Top 2. Over the Top 2 will kill grasses but not hurt anything else. Over the Top 2 will also be used in a vegetable garden to kill grass. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Amy Stewart. She has just written a book called Wicked Plants, and it tells you about a lot of the common plants that we have in our yard, and also a lot of some that you would find in the tropics. And was talking with some of the people here, and I had passed the book around so that they could look at it. And one woman is a baby, and she does wedding cakes, and she said that if you put the hydrangea flowers on top of the cake, there could be a problem. Amy, what would happen?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, people use a lot of edible flowers on wedding cakes, which I think is great, but hydrangea is not actually an edible flower. It actually contains small amounts of cyanide. So probably not enough to kill everyone who came to your wedding, but still, if you use hydrangeas on a wedding cake, it is going to give people the mistaken impression that that is edible, and you absolutely should not eat hydrangeas.
Wow.
So let's
Tell us about some of the unusual plants and some of the history behind it.
Well, one of the more unusual ones that is a tropical plant that actually does grow in the United States, some that I really liked, is a vine called Abrus precatorius, or rosary pea. And it's a tropical vine that produces these beautiful, beautiful little red and black seeds. They're just gorgeous. They look like almost like tiny little ladybugs. They're just about that size. And it's one of the most toxic seeds on the planet. If you were to chew a few seeds very well, actually chew them up and break the seed coat, that's all it would take to kill you. But in fact, it's used in jewelry around the world. And I actually went to dinner one night with a woman who was wearing a beautiful necklace made out of these little seeds. And I said, "Do you have any idea what you have around your neck right now?" I actually wanted her to give me the necklace, but I couldn't persuade her. I couldn't get it away from her.
Now you talk about a lot of different plants. A lot of the plants that we deal with, we have to, you know, realize that not everything in our garden is poisonous. Some of the plants that we do have in our gardens, in our home, you know, you start thinking about poison ivy. If you touch the foliage, it's the juices or the saps from the plant that will create a problem. And we just have to use a little bit of common knowledge that if there's a plant that gives you a rash, that it's not something that we should grow. And in your book, you list a lot of common plants that if you have animals in the house that you should not grow because it will irritate their skin.
That's right. And, you know, in some cases, it's not so much that it's even a plant that you shouldn't grow. In some cases, it's just a plant that has a really interesting history. I mean, I think a lot of people, for instance, grow white snake root. It's a beautiful plant. And it's a wild plant, you know, here in North America. But that is actually the plant that killed Abraham Lincoln's mother. If cows graze on the plant, they get sick and they can pass on the poison in their milk to people. It's called milk sickness. It's not really a problem anymore, but I think it's interesting to be able to look at a plant and go, wow, that is the plant that changed the life of Abraham Lincoln, a man who really changed all of our lives. So sometimes it's just interesting to look at their role in history.
Yeah, and there's plants that have good and bad. The common spreading yew or the upright yew, the fruit of from that plant is poisonous if people eat the seed.
That's right.
And the same plant, they have taken the foliage, they have crushed it, and they have produced something called Taxol. And this chemical in the yew, and especially in California, the wild yew that grows along the seashore, they crush the foliage, they get this product called Taxol, and it is used for breast cancer. And
yes,
it is a very, very good product.
That's right. Yeah, it's really interesting. In England, there's a pharmaceutical company that really encourages gardeners to save their clippings when they clip their yew hedges, because they need as much of it as they can. It's a slow-growing plant, and they're using it to make cancer drugs. So certainly, as with a lot of medicines, a little bit is good for you, and little more maybe not so good, and that's true of a lot of these plants.
What's the most toxic plant, quickly?
Tobacco. 90 million people dead. It's a very wicked weed.
Thank you, Amy. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you. Well, listen, I'm on a big book tour, so if you go to amystewart.com, you can see all the dates. I'm all over the East Coast next week.
Thank you, Amy. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies. 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Grubs, their mission to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Here we go. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you enjoyed this, but go check out her website. It's www.amystewart.com, and there's a little short, like a three-minute video that explains the book, and it's got some beautiful artwork in it. And it will give you some of the stories about some of these poisonous plants and plants that are toxic to your skin. You know, and if you're a new gardener and you've got little kids, it may be a good idea to, you know, take a look at the book so that you don't plant things that could create a problem down the road. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Alan, who has a problem with his lawn.
Alan, how can we help you with your lawn? Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've had a problem, I think, with it for about a couple of years now. And I don't know much about taking care of a lawn, except that I have a big piece, and it's kind of difficult, but I do the best I can. And what happened was about 2 years ago, I let it grow. I didn't cut it when I should have. And I noticed on the tops of some of the spotted areas, there was like little seeds growing. And, you know, I didn't like the looks of it then. Everything else was like a regular bladed grass, with the exception of this. This was like lighter in color, and like I said, it had seeds on the top.
Okay.
And I've had different people look at it, and they say, well, it's just blue grass, and, you know, it's just going to seed. And, you know, he claims he's seen it every other lawns that he takes care of.
Right.
And today I was looking up, and they talked about what they call poa.
Yeah, and what you have is called poa annual.
Okay.
And it is a weed grass.
A weed grass, okay.
Yeah. And what you need to do, Alan, is if the poa annual, and it comes up about 3 inches, and it has like a little seed head that looks like wheat, coming out of the top with seeds.
Exactly.
Yep. Now, the first thing that you need to do is get your lawnmower or borrow a lawnmower that has a bag. And because if you mow it and there's no bag, you're going to blow the seeds all over your lawn, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So you get a lawnmower that's got a bag. You lower the blade as low as possible, and you basically want to scalp it in the areas where this is. And with the bag there, it's going to cut the seeds off. The bag will collect them, and that way it's not going to spread to make it a worse problem. Now, in the areas where you have poa annual, what you need to do right now, well, not today because it's raining and it's miserable out there, when you get no rain for 12 to 24 hours, get some cleanup or Roundup and spray those areas. Roundup and cleanup will kill everything that you hit. When the grass is dead, you dig it up, put down some fresh grass seed, and it will come up nice and green again. But you've got poa annual. It's a weed grass. And as you said, it comes up, it's a different color, it makes a seed head, but you cannot mow it with your lawnmower unless you got a bag. Otherwise, you're going to blow it all over the yard, and it's going to get worse and worse. So vacuum it up with your bag, let it come up, and when you've got about 2 inches of new foliage back, and it will be noticeable in color, put some cleanup or Roundup on it, and that will kill it. And then you can put some fresh seed, and you'll be in great shape. But you're right. It's poa annual. You found the right information, and you're smarter than some of the landscapers that came into your home and told you that it was nothing to worry about. It is something to worry about because it will kill and take over your whole lawn. It is a wicked weed. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Michelle on the line, who has a question about a coconut.
Okay. Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. Yes, I have a coconut that I got when I was in Florida over the winter, and it sprouted. And it's
wonderful.
Growing, yeah, and it's about 7 inches high now. It's starting to show leaves, and I have no idea now what to do with it. I have it in a pot with sand.
Okay. Half of the coconut is buried in the soil, right?
Just the bottom part of it.
Just the bottom part of it. Okay.
Yeah, it's just sitting
what
in
you what you should do is take that coconut and repot it in a pot that's going to be around 12 to 14 inches in diameter.
Okay.
And what will happen is the shoot that's coming out of the coconut tree will eventually make a tree.
Okay.
And it's something that you can keep in your house till it hits the ceiling, but that's how they start a coconut palm that you have all over Florida. They take a coconut, they bury it half into the ground, half standing up out of the ground, and it absorbs the moisture,
and the milk that's inside the coconut turns into energy to feed that seedling on the early stages. Now, once you start to get green, palm-like foliage, then you want to use a general-purpose fertilizer on it, like Miracle Grow or the Neptune's Harvest. You do that every couple of weeks. Put it outside for the summer. It's going to get plenty of light. And when the kids go back to school in September, then you're going to have to bring the coconut plant. But it's kind of a fun thing to see because at the base of your plant, there's half a coconut sitting out of the soil. So it's a really interesting thing and a fun thing for friends and family when they come to visit you. But it will eventually turn into a tree. So give it plenty of light and hope that your ceilings are high enough. Thank you, Michelle. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Colin on the line who's calling about burdocks.
Okay. Colin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning, Paul. We like your show, and we're delighted that you're coming to DeMers Garden in Manchester. It's a nice family-run center.
It's a wonderful place.
We have a couple large fields that the burdocks is slowly creeping out into the field, and it's taken over. We have sheep here, and the sheep don't like eating burdock, so I wondered if there's any way of, other than digging it up, if there's any way of getting rid of it.
Well, there's nothing organic at this point. You could try the people from St. Gabriel's. They have as close to organic as you can. They're using white vinegar. And I don't know, I mean, I don't think it's something that you could use white vinegar from your bottle. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's called Burnout. And it's a white vinegar type product that you mix with water. You spray it on the foliage of broadleaf weeds on a sunny day, and it will literally burn all the leaves off the plant. If you're going to have animals in a field and they're feeding on the grasses and the weeds, because they'll eat clover and things like that, which to some of us it's a weed, to some of us it's part of our lawn and we live with it, I wouldn't want you to use a chemical weed killer where animals are going to be grazing. But if it's spotted here and there, I would go to saintgabriels.com. You can go to my website, which is paulparent.com. Click on sponsors and then scroll down to St. Gabriel. And there'll be a toll-free number, and you can give them a call, and they'll give you the information that you would need on how to apply this where animals are going to be feeding. But it's basically a vinegar product, and it does work very, very well. But check with them before you use it. They have the background information as far as how to apply it and if it's toxic to certain animals. But your common everyday weed killers, I would not use it where animals are grazing. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up is Ken, who's calling about a butterfly bush.
Ken, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I had a question about my butterfly bush. I noticed this year it's only sprouting new growth from the very bottom of the bush right down at the ground level and not on the higher stems. And
right.
You know, I read mixed things on the web about some people say to cut it back, a foot above the ground. But I'm a little concerned doing that because in other years I have got new growth off the stem. So I just want your advice.
Okay. Butterfly bush, if we have a long, rough winter. Now, if we had a winter where you got a foot of snow, and that foot of snow stayed there the whole winter, it melted and new snow came, you'd have a lot less damage.
Okay.
If you have a winter where you get snow and it melts, then there's open ground, and you get periods of wind and sun, the sun warms up the plant, the temperature's above freezing, the wind blows through your yard, and it steals the moisture from your butterfly bush. And sometimes a common plant like a blue hydrangea. You have a winter that's open with not a lot of snow cover. It dries out the branches, and you have beautiful foliage but no flowers because the flower buds have dried out due to the wind and sun. Where I live in Kennebunk, Maine, southern Maine, it's only 25 miles up. My forsythia this year, the only branches that had flowers were probably about 10 inches of stems that were buried in the snow. The rest of the plant, the buds were there, but when you look at them, they're all brown. The tops of my big rhododendrons that have been in there 10, 12, 15 years, the top third are all brown. And it's winter kill. So some years, if we have plenty of snow on the ground and plenty of moisture, there's less dieback. So at this point, take your pruners, everything that's brown, cut it off. And the butterfly bush, if you can feed it with a granular food like plant tone, that butterfly bush will make 3 to 4 feet of growth in just one season. And next year is a whole new season. Put a product like Wilt Proof on the stems around Thanksgiving, and that will seal the stems to prevent winter damage. You do the same thing on your rhododendrons to prevent winter damage, and it does make a big, big difference. But at least the plant didn't die all the way to the ground. I have two at my house, 3 years old, and they're both dead. They got too much sun, too much wind. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the Earth Box. The Earth Box is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The Earth Box comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the Earth Box comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Country Gardens in Hyannis. We'll be here until 2 o'clock, so if you have any gardening questions, stop by and say hello. Lots of specials going on today, a lot of organic things. And if you'd like to join, they have a campaign that they're doing called Plant a Row for Hunger. And they'll tell you all about it, how that you can take your surplus vegetables and they'll tell you where you can bring them so that the various soup kitchens on Cape Cod will have a use for them. And believe me, they can use all the help that they can get this year. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Jack on the line calling about a dogwood.
Okay, Jack, good morning. And how can we help you with your dogwood today?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. I know this is one of your favorite trees, so I'm sorry to say I've got last year. It's 10 years old, and it's a coosa, and
yeah.
It's about 3 inches in diameter. And last year, I noticed the flowers are small, leaves were smaller, and it had this pink hue on the white bracts. Then I went online and I discovered it may have this. I think it's anthracnose disease. Some sort of a fungus disease, I guess. So, well, this year, the top of the tree. Half of the top of the tree is dead, and there are no bracts or flowers, and there are leaves on the lower half, but they're very small. So, if I have to cut this down, I don't think I can cut it back. But if I can, that'd be fine. But if I have to remove it, could I replace it with another coosa, or is there a chance that could pick up this virus, if it indeed is a virus? And as an option, could I put a magnolia in its place?
Okay, the disease that you were reading about is called anthracnose, and it will attack your spring blooming dogwoods only. All the research that's been done on it says that it will not attack the coosa. It's immune to it, which is a good sign. But you have something the matter with the tree, but it's not anthracnose. You may have a borer that has entered the stem of the tree, so I would check for little holes, maybe even a little bit of sawdust coming from the base of the plant. It could be a soil-related problem. Dogwoods do not like places where you have standing water. They don't like to be near a downspout. So if there's a downspout coming off the house and the water is running right to the tree and you have a clay-type soil that tends to hold water longer than a sandy soil, that could be the problem. So what I'd like to see you do is I'd like to have you buy something called Plant Growth Activator. It's made by Organica. It's microbes. And there's 42 million microbes per pound of this particular product. And Plant Growth Activator is designed to eliminate transplant shock. It helps with diseases. And I think what you need is some help with the root system. So I would get this product. I would take a crowbar, make a series of holes from the trunk of the tree down to the drip edge, punch some holes, put the product in the hole, and then give it a real good drink to get these microbes to the root system to see if that will save it. If the tree doesn't make it, then a magnolia would do a good job for you. Insects that eat dogwoods will not eat magnolias. They're separate plants, and most insects will not jump from one plant to the other. They target a specific category of plants and don't bother most of the others. So each plant group has its own predators, we could say. But try this Plant Growth Activator. They even have one that's a plus here at Country Gardens in Hyannis to help to rebuild the root system. My coosa dogwood at my house in Maine, what I do is in July, I have a Miracle-Gro bottle. I put a pound of Miracle-Gro in it, and I turn on the hose, and I let the Miracle-Gro bottle disperse all of the fertilizer that it makes. And I forget how many gallons. It's like 100 or 120 gallons of fertilizer. And I do that 3 times during July, and my coosa dogwood right now is absolutely beautiful. But try the Plant Growth Activator to see if you can repair the root system and check for holes at the base of the tree about the size of the tip of a pencil. Have a great week, everybody. Get out in the yard, and we'll talk to you next Sunday from 6 to 10. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jared.